Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we have some major breaking news to cover. Democratic Senator Alex Padilla was physically removed and detained from a press conference held by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Now, if you're watching this live stream after it happened, that means that you missed it. So you can make sure to drop a like. Make sure you turn on post notifications below. I'm just going to say this now. On June 14th, we are going to be live at the No Kings protest. So make sure you are ready with post notifications on. There is already the live stream created. If you want to go, click on notifications. But if you want to help boost this again, click the like. And I want to run down this story, because we just learned that Senator Alex Padilla was forcibly removed from a press conference and detained. This is a story that is actively developing. It is currently off the rails in the Oversight Committee. Let's check out this clip very quickly.
Shut up.
No, you don't. No, you're not going to tell me to shut up.
Let's. How do you get him in order? You're running. He has been out of order 6 times. He's trying to get on MSNBC. You probably knocked.
I get it.
Somebody off MSNBC to get on there.
That's Comer telling Maxwell Frost to shut up.
Been arrested as a former Antifa member, right?
Back to order, Miss Green. Go.
He's a former Antifa.
Whoa! Is Marjorie Taylor Greene accusing Maxwell Frost of being a former Antifa member?
What are you? Mr. Chairman,
you got
no surprise.
Who's a former Antifa member? Me?
Yeah, you.
I ask that these words be taken down.
No, Ms. Green.
Thank you.
You're recognized.
Governor Hochul, you stated that you're a proud Democrat, proud registered Democrat.
All right, we got to suspend. There's been a parliamentary.
These hearings are going off the rails, but just to lay the groundwork before we hop in, Secretary Noem is speaking and testifying about the ongoing immigration raids and protests in California, you know, to talk about this first story. She was speaking to reporters, Secretary Noem, when Senator Alex Padilla began asking questions and was thrown to the ground. Urgent breaking news, and I want to start here. Democratic U.S. Senator Alex Padilla was just thrown to the ground and arrested for trying to speak at a Department of Homeland Security press conference by Secretary Kristi Noem. And then we'll go into what's happening with the Oversight Committee.
And Kim Bell, sir, hands up. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the Secretary, because the fact of the matter is a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your...
On the ground. Hands behind your back.
If you let my hands go, I'll turn behind my back.
All right.
Cool. Other hand. Lay flat.
Other hand, sir. Other hand.
I did not know.
This is a United States senator, by the way. This is a United States senator. Yep, someone said Alex should show this at his next fundraiser. One more time, welcome to another Adam Ockler live stream. I'm eternally grateful for everybody joining. There are a few different stories that we have to cover, all that broke within the last hour, so some of this we will still be hearing as it breaks. For example, this clip that I just played happened 20 minutes ago, so we're still going to be hearing as it breaks. What we know now is that Secretary Noem was speaking to reporters about the ongoing situation, the ongoing raids and protests in Southern California. And I just want to make sure very quickly that we understand this is going to be what's covered a lot, this arrest, as it should be. But if you want to go back to the fundamental underlying problem, it's that Secretary Noem, Donald Trump, Tom Homan, they directed ICE agents to go and conduct reckless and brazen deportations in majority Latino neighborhoods in California. They did this in an escalatory way, and when small protests broke out, they continued to escalate on the news, saying, we're going to arrest everybody. After that, they mobilize the National Guard and the Marines. So I want to thread the needle. This is a very, very important story, a very, very important thing to cover, this arrest, and we will cover it relentlessly. But don't forget the underlying systemic problem, which is the deportations in a brazen, cruel, and reckless manner, especially when the administration is targeting people who are trying to follow the proper processes. That's what really, I mean, a lot of it bothers me, don't get me wrong, but something that really bothers me is when people are a few weeks away from their court date and they are going through all of the proper channels to do it legally, and yet ICE still intentionally, purposefully targets them. Then it's like, what's the point in following the laws? Okay, we currently have 11,000 people watching live, so I want to restart. We have some breaking news. California Senator Alex Padilla was thrown to the ground and detained for simply asking questions during a briefing that Secretary Kristi Noem was holding. Secretary Kristi Noem was attempting to explain away the brazen and reckless deportations that we've seen in California, and in doing so, she took questions. When the senator from California began to ask questions and press her, security quickly stepped in. I don't want to waste any time. I want to play this clip one more time. Please make sure you drop a like to help boost this message.
Sir, hands up. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary. Because the fact of the matter is, a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your hands off.
Hands behind your back. How in the hell? Okay, I'm gonna play the full clip in 1 second, but how are they telling him to put his hands behind his back when he's like midair? He's suspended midair and he says, I can't put my hands behind my back. Just watch how this unfolds. They escalate and make it impossible for him.
Hands behind your back.
Other hand, sir. There's no recording allowed out here.
Simply for asking Secretary Noem questions. This is wrong for many reasons. Let me just start with the fundamentals. The Trump administration has shown a repeated pattern of using disproportionate force rather than de-escalating. So what they do is when they're trying to arrest somebody or, you know, tell somebody to get out of an area or to leave this perimeter, rather than doing it in a de-escalatory way, like mature effing adults, what they do is they escalate and they use disproportionate force. And they tell you to put your hands behind your back while they're holding you and suspended mid-air. This is absurd. This is a Democratic senator. Treat him with some respect, first of all. Second of all, Trump has committed 10 times as many crimes, 100 times as many crimes. Padilla didn't do anything. His crime was asking a simple question, yet we've never seen this type of disproportionate force used to arrest Donald Trump. They are targeting Democratic senators, and we have it on video. Trump has said for the past 4 years that he's been targeted by the deep state or the swamp, but being detained for asking questions at a public event is... that part in and of itself is not unheard of, but a sitting U.S. senator being detained on camera at a public event is unheard of. That is unheard of. The incident was caught on camera, quickly went viral, and Noem continued her speech, her propaganda-fueled speech. At the same time, can I point out that things in the Oversight Committee are just going off of the rails. Check out Marjorie Taylor Greene accusing Maxwell Frost of being a member of Antifa. Meanwhile, Comer tells Frost to shut up.
You're not going to tell me to shut up. He has been out of order six times. He's trying to get on MSNBC. You probably knocked.
I get it.
somebody off MSNBC to get on there.
MSNBC, that's
I think
about.
As he's been arrested he's as a former Antifa member, right?
We're back to order, Ms. Green.
Marjorie says he's been arrested as a former Antifa member. What is going on? We'll return to the center in 1 second.
But former Antifa member, Mr.
You're
Chairman.
Recognized. You got
no
it.
No surprise.
Who's a former Antifa member? Me?
Yeah, you.
I ask that these words be taken down.
No, Ms. Green.
Thank you.
You're recognized.
I ask
Thank
that these
you,
words
Mr. Chairman.
There's a motion.
Governor Hochul.
Ms. Green is recognized.
Governor Hochul, you stated that you're a proud Democrat, proud registered Democrat.
All right, we got to suspend. There's been a parliamentary move.
What an absolute shit show. And to go back to the arrest, we just got another angle of this happening.
I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary, because the fact of the matter is...
Whoa, why are they manhandling for asking questions?
I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary, because the fact of the matter is a half a dozen felon criminals that you're rotating on your...
Jesus Christ. Okay, now this is just unnecessary. He's got his hands up. And then that's when it continues in this hallway over here. Charlie Kirk said, watch the exact moment Democratic Senator Alex Padilla is brought to the ground. You know he will endlessly defend this after saying for the past 4 years that Trump has been targeted.
On the ground. Hands behind your back. Hands behind your back.
If you let me, you let my hands go ahead. Hand behind my back.
All right. Cool.
Okay, other hand. Lay flat.
Other hand, sir. Other hand.
Again, an absolutely insane use of disproportionate force. California Governor Gavin Newsom immediately blasted the incident as outrageous, dictatorial, and shameful, saying the Trump administration is basically shocking troops. LA Mayor Karen Bass has called this outrageous as well. So far, these ICE raids have only escalated things further. The Trump administration has again shown a pattern of not being able to de-escalate, not having any intention of de-escalating. They want to use disproportionate force, and I really quickly want to use this next 10 seconds, 20 seconds, to just promote something. Hear me out. On June 14th, there will be protests in all 50 states across the country called No Kings. If you're not going to the protests, then at least watch my live stream that I'll be doing of the protests. Either or, the live stream and the protests will be great. If you guys can comment... June 14th, just so everybody knows, June 14th. Somebody said, why did you clickbait? There is no clickbait here. A Democratic senator just got arrested and thrown to the ground. Senator Alex Padilla confronts Department of Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem during press conference and is then forcibly removed. A United States senator was forcibly removed from a press conference in Los Angeles after he tried to simply question Homeland Secretary. Everybody is saying June 14th. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. We're going to be putting a lot of work into this live stream, and I want you all to be there. You know, you can also see the live stream in chat. Click on this later on. I'm hoping if you click on that, drop a like and click notify me. Someone said they cut the live stream. We're all still here, right? We're all still good. Okay, to continue. Quote, we are not going away. We are staying here to liberate this city from the socialist and the burdensome leadership that this governor and mayor have placed on this country and what they've tried to insert in this city, she said, raising her voice towards the end to speak over the protests of Padilla. Padilla was then forcibly removed from the room, as footage was shown. He was not successfully able to ask a question, but Noem said she will contact him after the press conference. How is this legal? The only way something like this would be legal is if you can demonstrate that he was disrupting an official proceeding. If the senator was disrupting some sort of proceeding, then, in a repeated and intentional manner, then you can show that. But we haven't seen that illustrated whatsoever, at all. We currently have 23,000. Let's see if we can hit 10,000 likes. I really do appreciate everybody for being here. One more time, let's see what Twitter is saying about this. Charlie Kirk just simply says, wild. Gavin Newsom says, if they can handcuff a U.S. senator for asking a question, imagine what they'll do to you. Imagine what they'll do to you. Very well said. Again, Senator Padilla's office sends me this video of his takedown in detention. We are at the point where the Trump administration is detaining U.S. senators for simply asking a question in a democracy. And this is part of public intimidation and the chilling effect that they want to create. Think about this. When the Trump administration is able to sue the media, you know, attack universities, sue law firms, and even detain senators for asking simple questions, they can set the precedent that maybe these aren't questions that you want to ask in the first place. Then the next time a senator or a media company will begin to self-censor in advance. The Adam Mockler channel will never do that. We are totally independent. There is nobody telling me what to do or what to say. I could do whatever the hell I want right now. Genuinely, I could do whatever the hell I want, say whatever the hell I want, and I will continue to do that. So that's one plus. Make sure you subscribe here. But other than that, the Trump administration has gone after senators now, law firms, courts, even the Supreme Court that Trump admin has gone after. And this video just comes as an escalation at a time when Trump is creating the self-perpetuating feedback loop. I've explained this concept a few times, but the self-perpetuating feedback loop that the Trump administration is creating is where they try to create outrage on the ground in California, for example. Then they use that outrage as a pretext or a justification to then further, you know, mobilize troops. Further mobilize troops. Somebody said, what happened? Okay, just to recap, Senator Alex Padilla confronted Department of Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem during a press conference in a very heated way. And the heated way was just asking a question. Just asking a question. And they immediately begin to drag him out. We have multiple angles of this happening. This is the key angle showing the immediate escalation of force.
I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary. Because the fact of the matter is, a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your... Heads off!
Wow. Just absolutely wild. Again, please drive this point home. We have spent the last 4 years listening to these absolute idiots say that Biden is weaponizing the DOJ. Biden wants to arrest Republican senators and is targeting people. And over the past week, we've seen our president get the military to effing boo certain states and the governor of California. The military is supposed to be impartial, and they were booing. California Governor Gavin Newsom and booing just the state of California and the Biden administration. Then off the back of that, what the Trump admin does is begin to arrest senators. Not even arrest. Let me use the word detain. We're seeing him detained on camera, and their aggressive tactics are used to silence both political opponents, like Alex Padilla, the senator, or protesters, like the protesters we've seen being shot in the leg over the past few days, or what about the universities? Just so you all know, the Trump admin has targeted a slew of universities, including Harvard, including Columbia. I'm sure a lot of you have been following, but the goal is to get these universities to change what they teach. Okay, if that's not enough, he then starts to sue ABC and Paramount. The point is that someone in chat just said, sorry, I get distracted too easily, but someone said, you're just mad you lost, libs. We're not mad that we lost the election. We're mad that we just lost the damn country and the democracy that we've been working for hundreds of years to some orange fat lunatic because he doesn't understand how rule of law is supposed to work or law and order is supposed to work. That's what makes me mad. We're not mad that we lost the election. We can get over an election loss as we have since the inception of the country, but we're just mainly mad that Donald Trump is currently botching everything. To the Trump supporters in chat who are saying that I'm mad, can you name me one deal he's cut? There is not a single deal that he's cut. He said 90 deals in 90 days. He's cut zero deals in 90 days. In fact, we have peace deals falling through among multiple countries. All right, I'm done arguing with these absolute idiots in chat. Let me just say one more time before we go on to the next topic. No King's Day on June 14th is happening. No King's Day is going to be a blast, and we are doing a live stream. But let's continue, because everything just hit the fan in Congress, it seems. Okay, to continue. It is off the rails in the House Oversight Committee. I guess we can just start from the beginning.
$5 to $10 million a day to feed and house illegals. Are you smiling at me about this?
No, I'm not.
You look like you got quite a smile on your face.
No.
Because I can tell you.
Gentlelady will not.
This is my time, reclaiming my time.
I'm thinking about
don't you dare smile about the murder of Lake and Riley.
I'm thinking about her parents.
The third time.
Don't question
the
how
third
I look.
Time, Jose
my heart is breaking for her parents.
My time, Governor Hochul. The third time he was arrested was in the same $5 to $10 million a day.
What is this? What is our...
You don't almost...
One second, let me find a little bit better angle. But have you guys seen this drama breaking out?
1990.
Okay. What is a woman? What is a woman is the question.
I'm not sure I understand the question here.
Well, that.
What
okay.
What do you want me to say? This is.
I want you to say that a woman like me is an adult human female, that men can't become women. You guys are the party of violence, and you're the party erasing women. You don't respect us. You're a bigot. You're a misogynist. You're a sexist. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
Congresswoman.
Good lady.
I hate these people. They say that we are the party that's erasing women. Meanwhile, I just saw a video of some 19-year-old woman trying to walk back to class in California, and she was shot in the leg with rubber bullets. They're not trying to protect young women. They're only trying to use that to consolidate power and to strip away people's rights. Absolutely insane.
And now they want to act offended because someone has the courage to say, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck.
Somebody off of MSNBC to get on there.
MSNBC,
this Green, because he's been arrested he's as a former Antifa member, right?
Back
Antifa.
To order, Ms. Green. Go.
He's a
go.
Former Antifa right,
Ms.
member, Mr.
You're
Chairman.
You got
no
it.
Surprise.
Who's a former Yours. Antifa member? Me?
Yeah, you.
I ask that these words be taken down.
Yeah. No, Ms. Green.
Thank you.
You're recognized.
I ask
Thank
that these
you,
words
Mr. Chairman.
There's a motion.
Governor Hochul.
Ms. Green is recognized.
Governor Hochul, you stated that you're a proud Democrat, proud registered Democrat.
All right, we got to suspend. There's been a parliamentary move. They said they weren't going to do that. What's the?
Just ask her to strike.
What,
she said.
What a clown show.
Okay. Suspend for 2 minutes.
Okay. Let's back up for a second. How is everybody doing today? We have 30,000 people watching, and somebody in chat said, I just joined. What the hell is going on? I think I owe you a quick reset, and since we're 20 minutes in, I just want to quickly show you. Senator Alex Padilla of California went to a press conference to try to ask a question to Secretary Kristi Noem. And we'll watch the full question and the clip in 1 second, but what immediately followed was really bizarre, authoritarian, and dictatorial. What immediately followed was Senator Alex Padilla being detained and thrown to the ground for simply asking questions about the Trump admin's aggressive and authoritarian deportation tactics. And you know what the irony is about all of this? God, it's not even irony. Sorry, it pisses me off. It's not even irony. You know what pisses me off about all of this? Trump this morning sent out one of his manic posts basically conceding that his deportations have been too rough. Look at this. Trump sends out a post. Sorry, let me make it full screen for you guys. Trump sends out a post that says, our great farmers and people in the hotel and leisure business have been stating that our very aggressive policy on immigration is taking very good, long-time workers away from them. With those jobs being almost impossible to replace, who would have thought that an increase in immigration helps the labor force in the United States, strengthens the labor force in the United States? Donald Trump then basically is saying that his immigration policy has maybe been too aggressive. He then says, in many cases, criminals allowed into our country by the very stupid Biden open borders policy are applying for these jobs. Good job. Deflected to Biden. Always deflected to Biden. And he says, this is not good. We must protect our farmers, but get the criminals out of the USA. Are you okay? So during the election season, if you were watching the Adam Mockler channel, we would relentlessly say there are many, many problems with Trump's mass deportation plan. Number one, how do you do that without accidentally deporting U.S. citizens or well-meaning people? Well, that's already off the books. Trump has already deported U.S. citizens. Number two, how do you do this without nuking the workforce? I mean, the workforce relies a lot on labor that comes from immigrants. It's a net benefit to our economy. And Trump now is beginning to realize that. Oh, but at least his tariff plan completely worked. No, it didn't. 90 deals in 90 days, he's gotten zero. So I guess to just loop back around, Senator Alex Padilla is asking valid questions about Trump's aggressive deportation strategy that Trump even seems to be implicitly or maybe explicitly admitting is aggressive himself. And Senator Alex Padilla gets taken out, which is wild. I want to watch this video one more time for the people that are just joining. Make sure you drop a like to help boost the stream. We currently have 31,000 people. That might be a new record for the Adam Mockler channel. So drop some hearts, subscribe. We just hit a new record. But, I mean, I wish it wasn't off the back of some of the most chilling news we've gotten all year. Let's watch this.
Sir, hands up. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary. Because the fact of the matter is, a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your... Hands off!
On the ground.
If you let my hands go, I'll turn behind my back.
All right. Cool.
One hand. Lay flat.
Other hand, sir. Other hand.
There's no recording allowed out here. I did not know. There's no recording allowed out here for FBI, right?
I'm sorry?
There's no recording allowed out here.
That's my boss.
There's no recording allowed out here. You can record. There's no recording allowed out here.
I'm not a member.
There's no recording allowed.
I understand that, sir, but
this is wild. Sorry, I'm trying to grab some more information about this for you guys. Information is still continuing to break, as this happened about an hour ago.
Sir.
And then I also want to highlight that everything is currently blowing up in the House Oversight Committee. When I say everything is blowing up, I mean names are being thrown around by all the governors.
We just have 10 seconds left. But when they say illegal versus legal immigration, they are trying to end legal status in the United States as well. Correct, Governor Pritzker, with the end of TPS and making people undocumented by removing legal status, ending legal status, and then having the audacity to call them illegal when they were here documented, correct?
Taking students' visas away from people, taking their legal right to be in the United States away from them when they've been granted maybe years earlier to stay.
So I don't want to hear about how this is about illegal versus legal immigration. They are attacking legal status and removing legal status. The Republican majority is anti-legal immigration in the United States. And I want to make that very clear.
That's the worst type of gaslighting the Republicans engaged in throughout the election cycle. I went to like 50 different Trump rallies, and AOC is completely right. They would say that they're okay with legal immigration, but now you see the Trump administration intentionally and purposefully targeting people who are already following the proper processes. For example, there are people who are weeks away from court dates who have been trying to get the correct status or citizenship or green card for a while, and yet the Trump administration continues to target them. And that is one of the cruel parts. That is one of the many, many cruel parts about this all. And that's part of it that really pisses me off in a unique way, in my opinion. The fact that the Trump admin will say, come here legally, but then when people come here legally, they still deport them.
You're not going to tell me to shut up.
One more time. I know I played this clip roughly 15 minutes ago, but it's worth replaying. It's almost like a reality TV show. James Comer tells Maxwell Frost to shut up. Maxwell Frost, the youngest representative, says, you're not going to tell me to shut up. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, comes in and body slams with a QAnon conspiracy theory and says, actually, you're a member of Antifa. He was arrested for being Antifa. You always got to have the QAnon sprinkled on top.
Just shut up.
You're not going to tell me to shut up.
How do you get him in order? You're running He has been out of order six times. He's trying to get on MSNBC. You probably knocked.
I get it.
Somebody off MSNBC to get on there.
MSNBC, that's Green,
because he's been arrested as a former Antifa member, right?
Back
Antifa.
To order, Miss Green. Go.
But he's a former Antifa member. Green.
Okay, drunk Marge. It's like your drunk aunt at the family event. Or is that just me?
Back to order, Miss Green. Go.
But he's a former Antifa member, Mr.
You're
Chairman.
You got
no surprise.
Who's a former Antifa member? Me?
Yeah, you.
I ask that these words be taken down.
No, Miss Green.
Thank you.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
There's a motion.
Governor Hochul.
Ms. Green is recognized.
Governor Hochul, you stated that you're a proud Democrat, proud registered Democrat.
All right, we got to suspend. There's been a parliamentary.
Can I very, very quickly use this to draw a dichotomy between what just happened to Senator Alex Padilla? Senator Alex Padilla was detained. And on Fox News, Mark Thiessen came on, a Fox News contributor, and said, you know, it's his fault. This is not how a senator is supposed to behave. But can I just remind you that I just played a clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene acting like a wild animal in Congress. What do you mean this is not how a senator is supposed to behave?
Now you've got a Democratic senator storming a press conference of the DHS secretary, going into a scuffle with law enforcement. What's wrong with these people? You don't behave like this. This isn't how a senator is supposed to behave. You're supposed to have some sort of decorum. And you wonder why there are riots in Los Angeles. You've got members of Congress, elected Democrats, modeling this kind of behavior. You can just storm a building. You can storm the ICE agents. You can storm the DHS secretary.
Oh, my God. Democrats are modeling the behavior that you can just storm a building, brother. Where are we modeling that behavior off of? Here's the difference that is very, very key. If somebody is, like, storming a building and doing crazy stuff, that's terrible. Senator Padilla was just asking a simple question. You're going to say that that is storming a building, but when then Donald Trump commands a top-down coup in 2020, they just say that was a little bit of an oopsie and Donald Trump was just being silly. Off the back of Donald Trump's massive election fraud lie, he convinced like 30% of the country to be in this weird schizophrenic mania where they thought the election was stolen and everything was targeting Trump as in the deep states. And now they say that Senator Padilla is storming the building. Senator Chris Murphy says, this is a United States senator being violently removed from a public briefing. Many are reaching out to Senator Padilla right now, and there are facts we need to gather, but this is a very, very serious moment. And this is why this is a serious moment. Senator Padilla was not removed for disrupting some sort of official proceeding or disrupting some sort of press conference. He was removed for asking a simple question that challenged the Trump administration's narrative. You know what it kind of reminds me of? Is Terry Moran. Have you guys been following Terry Moran, the ABC journalist who was also let go? He was fired. You know, he just released this clip. I don't want to go too off topic, but Terry Moran actually was just talking about.
Hello, everyone. I'm Terry Moran. And for almost 28 years, I was a reporter and anchor for ABC News. And as you may have heard, I'm not there anymore. I'm here with you on Substack, this amazing space, and I can't wait to get at it, to get at the important work that we all have to do in this time of such trouble for our country. I'm going to be reporting and interviewing and just sharing with you and hoping to hear from you as well. So
somebody said, what the hell is going on? Basically, what's going on is the Trump administration keeps taking escalatory steps in the California ICE protest situation. And I really quickly want to say, can you guys tell me, if you plan on going to No Kings on the 14th, what state are you guys in chat? Tell me yes or no. Do you plan on going? And I want to remind you one more time, I have a live stream planned for that day that will be incredibly unique. Let me spam this a bit. If you see my yellow name in chat, please go click on that live stream and click notify. That's all that I ask from you guys. is to get ready for that live stream. Because off the back of this senator being detained, what we want to do is make sure there are no kings. And Trump was actually asked about no kings. Oh, sweet. I see some Chicago, some Wisconsin, Oklahoma. Trey said Denver, Colorado, baby. Chicago, rise up. The Chicago political space has been booming, in my opinion. Yes, in North Carolina. That's great to hear. Oatmeal pancake. Sweet. Iowa, Arizona. Look at this. Look what happens when you have a community of like-minded individuals all working towards a similar goal and mobilizing and working together. I know that we've been through like a grim, it's kind of grim and it sucks to lose, of course, but at the end of the day, you come back better. Sorry. You come back bigger and better. Here's the thing. This is really bad optics for the Trump administration. What just happened is incredibly, incredibly terrible optics. Let's read this article that we just got. Axios just officially dropped a new update. Democratic senator forcibly removed from DHS press conference. Senator Alex Padilla was physically removed on Thursday from a Los Angeles press conference held by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. In a video posted to X by Fox News reporter Bill Malugan, Padilla was seen grabbed and pushed out of the press conference, saying he had questions for just simply having questions. Quote, he is not currently detained. We are working to get additional information. Noem subsequently said she could contact Padilla and try to have a conversation. Why not do it on camera? This is outrageous, dictatorial, shameful. Trump and his shock troops are out of control, said California Governor Gavin Newsom on X. While boosting it, it immediately gets a million views. This is what we need to be spreading relentlessly. We currently have 30,000 people watching live. Let me just say, I truly appreciate each and every single one of you that is here. That is an insane number, and it helps boost this to the world so people can see it. We will continue the concise breakdown and continue to explain why Trump essentially expanding his executive authority is not good. And like, sorry, you know what pisses me off about this clip most? I know I've said this a few times, but they keep telling Senator Padilla, they keep telling him, hey, put your hands behind your back, hands behind your back. But while they're doing that, they're holding his arms and he's kind of in like a floating position, sort of. Check this out. Sorry, let me turn this up so you guys can hear. Turn up your volume and I'm going to actually increase it a little bit. So hopefully this isn't too loud. Hear what they're trying to say to him.
On the ground. Hands on your back. Hands on your back.
If you let me see my hands, go ahead. Hand behind my back.
All right. Cool. Okay, one hand. Lay flat. Lay flat.
Other hand, sir. Other hand.
There's no recording loud out here. I did not know. There's no recording allowed out here for FBI, right?
For what, I'm sorry?
There's no recording allowed out here.
Sir, hands up.
You guys see what I'm saying there, right? When they tell him to put his hands behind his back, but they don't let him.
Senator.
And I'm sorry. I know that it's loud. I turned it up so you guys could hear what he's saying in this clip. Who is this being arrested? This is a Democratic senator. Yeah, I know. I turned up the volume on purpose. I'll turn
Alex Padilla, I have questions for the secretary. Because the fact of the matter is, a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your... Hands off!
On the ground. Hands behind your back. Hands behind your back.
If you let me see my hands, go ahead. Hand behind my back.
All right. Cool.
Okay, with one hand. Lay flat.
Other hand, sir. Other hand.
There's no recording loud out here.
It reminds me of when police play that weird game of Simon Says. Yeah, on your back, they say, as they hold his arms and basically have him, like, floating in midair. It's like when cops play that weird game of Simon Says, where they say, like, cross your legs, hands behind your head, and they tell you to like stand, and you're like, I can't do all these things at the same time. We can't play Simon Says that is lethal and deadly. But I want to be very, very crystal clear. We have 34,000 people watching, so I just want to say the forcible removal and handcuffing of any senator from any side, whether they're Democratic or Republican, without any sort of grounds or proof or disruption, is a watershed moment in history. And it's a dramatic escalation on behalf of the Trump administration and their approach to dissent, oversight, and overall the expanding of executive power. So when we say no kings, the no kings protest, Trump responded, I don't think I'm a king. I don't think I'm a king. Because he's an idiot and he doesn't understand that we're not saying he's already a king. We're trying to push back on his constant expansion of executive power. There will be no kings. Oh, you're going in Spokane, Washington? Solid. I'll be there in Chicago. Come say hi, respectfully say hi. I'd very quickly like to go through some chats. Thank you, Swedish. Hi, Adam. I've been following you for about 6 months. I really appreciate that more than you know. Thank you, Honeybee. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Mango. Thank you, Kelly. Giving me Alexei Navalny vibes. Yeah, the dude in Russia who was Putin's opposition. It's not that crazy yet. Thank you, Survivor. Thank you, Shortwired. Thank you, Neon. Every confession is an accusation. Yep, especially with the way that Republicans straight up mirror reality. They say that Democrats tried to steal the 2020 election when Trump tried to do that in 100 different ways. They say that Democrats want to violate law and order when Trump is the one who is carrying out his deportations in an illegal way. And what we should always say is, listen, if there is somebody here in this country illegally and they have repeatedly committed heinous crimes and they got due process, you can deport them. This has been happening since the inception of America. Obama was no stranger to deportations, but Obama at least deported people oftentimes in a proper way. Biden was no stranger to deportations, but Biden did it in the proper way. To continue, no crowns, no clowns. Thank you, Trisha. Thank you, Cray Cray. Thank you, Tim Ballin. They were going to raid Mar-a-Lago. No. Thank you, Dark. Thank you guys all for these donations. No kings in America. Thank you, Mary, Stephen, Asandri. Okay, but to continue, I do want to switch over really quickly and show you what's going on in the House oversight because it continues to just escalate even further and further. I also want to provide some context. Oh, no, now Secretary Noem is rapid responding.
Them. Secretary.
Well, he was never arrested. He was never arrested, and he nobody knew who he was when he came into the room creating a scene. He was removed from the room, and yes, they started to put handcuffs on him when he finally identified himself, and then that was stopped. They said he wants to talk to you. I said, sure, I'd love to sit down and visit. So we went to them. Secretary. Well, he was never arrested. He was never
weak.
Arrested, and he nobody knew who he was when.
What a weak response.
Yeah. I think his statement is absolutely ridiculous. This man burst into a room, started advancing towards the podium, interrupting an opening statement, elevating his voice, shouting questions. People tried to stop him from interrupting the press conference. He refused and continued to lunge towards the podium, and that is when he was removed from the room. So the way that he acted was completely inappropriate. It wasn't becoming a U.S. senator or a public official.
Are you kidding me? Marjorie Taylor Greene is currently frothing at the mouth right now in the congressional chambers, and she's saying that this isn't very senator-like. Are you joking, Kristi Noem?
And perhaps he wanted the scene, and that's what he wanted. But I think the American people are sick of this kind of action. I think people are tired of this. They just want the truth, and they just want to know what's happening.
Really? Oh, no. If the Trump administration thinks that they're optically winning in this case scenario, they are very, very out of touch. They are very, very out of touch. Yeah, why would you give him that moment if he was looking for that? To continue.
I will say this.
Padilla is speaking right now. All right, I'm going to shut up for a second. Let's listen to what Padilla is saying. Please make sure you drop a like on the stream, whether you're watching live or after the fact, to help boost it.
I will say this. If this is how this administration responds to a senator with a question, if this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers out in the Los Angeles community and throughout California and throughout the country. We will hold this administration accountable. I will say this.
Absolutely. Very, very well said. To continue.
Now you've got to.
I will say this. And so I came to the press conference to hear what she had to say, to see if I could learn any new additional information. And at one point, I had a question. And let me emphasize, just as we've emphasized the right for people to peacefully protest and to stand up for their First Amendment rights, for our fundamental rights. I was there peacefully. At one point, I had a question. And so I began to ask a question. I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground. And I was handcuffed.
Midas Touch just live fact-checked Christine did not and said they lie about everything.
This man burst into the room, started lunging towards the podium, interrupting me and elevating his voice, and was stopped, did not identify himself.
I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary.
This man burst into the room, started
literally, he said his name,
lunging towards the podium, interrupting me and elevating his voice, and was stopped, did not identify himself.
I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary.
Very, very clearly, just wrong. Just lying straight up. Shameless lying.
I will say this. If this is how this administration responds to a senator with a question, if this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers out in the Los Angeles community and throughout California and throughout the country.
I don't think he tried to rush the stage. He came in asking questions. And he says, I am Senator Alex Padilla. Okay, so Homeland Security then tweeted out from their account. They're arguing on Twitter. Let's start from the beginning. Mayor Karen Bass of LA says, what happened to Senator Alex Padilla is absolutely abhorrent and outrageous. He is a sitting United States senator. This administration's violent attacks on our city must end. Off the back of that, the Homeland Security account says, Senator Padilla chose disrespectful political theater and interrupted a live press conference. The Trump administration is talking about disrespectful political theater? Trump's entire rise to power in America was coming up with nicknames for people that were disrespectful, calling Governor Newsom new scum, saying Obama wasn't born in America. Trump's entire career is predicated off of disrespectful political theater. Senator Padilla was trying to ask a question on behalf of his constituents. There's a difference. This says, Mr. Padilla was told repeatedly to back away and did not comply. What a liar. Then Senator Tina Smith says, liars. He says, I am Senator Alex Padilla.
I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary. Because the fact of the matter is, a half a dozen felon criminals that you're rotating on your heads off.
This entire administration is just twisting reality to say that hard workers are criminals, to say that criminals, like people in the administration and Elon Musk, are hard workers. Midas Touch says, a U.S. senator, this is absolutely insane. Laura Loomer responds to Donald Trump's post earlier, where Trump is basically implicitly admitting that his immigration policy has been a bit too aggressive. He was saying earlier, you know, our great farmers and the people in the hotel and leisure business have been stating that our aggressive policy is taking very good long-time workers away from them, with these jobs being almost impossible to replace. He then blames it on Biden. He then says, like criminals are trying to get into these jobs, and Laura Loomer just says, deport them all. Nancy Pelosi immediately responds to this and says, Alex Padilla, she says, this assault is not only on Senator Alex Padilla, but on freedom of speech and expression in our country. And I totally agree. These actions taken by Trump's Department of Homeland Security communicates a message to all Americans that none of us are safe. Incredibly, incredibly well said. Gavin Newsom says Trump just reversed course on immigration.
So just moments ago, Donald Trump made a major reversal in his mass deportation policy. Indiscriminately, he's been sending armed agents into farms and fields and ranches all throughout California and increasingly across the country. I was in Oxnard, California yesterday. I met with a 12-year-old boy. Tears pouring down his face. His mom and dad snatched by agents. They were working the fields for over 20 years. He doesn't know where they are. He has no family in the United States. He's here alone, a sixth grader. Donald Trump may not care about him, but he's finally listening to you calling out these indiscriminate acts of cruelty. Let's keep up the pressure and let's do it peacefully.
Keep up the pressure over and over. Welcome to the resistance, Governor Newsom. You are now the leader. You are now the leader of the resistance. Representative Swalwell says America is dying. Trump's agents just physically attacked a U.S. senator for asking questions. Abby Phillips says, as you can see in the video, Senator Padilla clearly identifies himself. Why would the Department of Homeland Security go with such a terrible narrative? Look how incompetent these people are. So whoever is running the Department of Homeland Security account, I'm assuming this was greenlit by Kristi Noem, said Senator Padilla was repeatedly told to back away and did not comply. He did not even say his name, yet we have videos of himself calling his name out. I'm Senator Alex Padilla.
I just saw something that sickened my stomach. The manhandling of a United States senator. We need immediate answers to what the hell went on.
How can these federal agents get away with this? Is the President of the United States telling folks to go down and start arresting United States senators?
What would you say to them, Secretary?
Well, he was never arrested. He was never arrested, and he nobody knew who he was when he came into the room creating a scene. He was removed from the room, and yes, they started to put handcuffs on him when he finally identified himself, and then that was stopped.
Lies! Sorry, I already showed you that's a lie, right?
Then they said he wants to talk to you. I said, sure, I'd love to sit down and visit. So we went to a room and visited for 10 or 15 minutes and then exchanged phone numbers. So I just, you know, I'm so sick of the politics, Martha. This is literally people's lives. We have criminal gangs and terrorists out on our streets that we're trying to remove from Los Angeles. I mean, people just need to get over themselves and have the backs of law enforcement and this president.
People need to get over this. Did she actually just say that?
Just need to get over themselves and have our streets that we're trying to remove from Los Angeles. I mean, people just need to get over themselves.
Oh, sorry. People just need to get over themselves. That's worse. Get over themselves? Dude, Senator Padilla is trying to protect the constituents in his state. The people that you are unlawfully deporting. Not all the deportations are unlawful, but many are. Rick, thank you. Parm, thank you. I appreciate this more than you know. You people are idiotic. If you're talking about us, we're idiotic for trying to protect the rule of law and the Constitution. Senator Warren just posted a rapid response video. Oh, you know it's serious when she's walking through an underground garage with wind blowing in her face. And
when Senator Padilla gets pushed, shoved, thrown to the, handcuffed because he is asking questions, because he is engaging in the very oversight that senators are supposed to engage in, then what we're really talking about here is a Trump administration that just wants to shut down the ordinary functions of government. Look, I do a lot of oversight myself. I ask a lot of questions because that's how it works in a democracy. We use our words to hold people accountable. We don't use our fists. We don't shove. We don't try to knock people down. We use our words. That's what oversight is all about. And that's what I want to go to the floor of the Senate to talk about. I think it is time for every senator, every member of Congress, Democrat or Republican, to stand up and say what Donald Trump has done is wrong. When Senator Padilla...
Absolutely insane. Well said from Senator Warren. And the crazy part is, Let's hear what Kristi Noem was saying at the time.
As our law enforcement officers have been assaulted, they've been pelted with rocks and bricks. Their cars have been set on fire. Molotov cocktails have been used. We have seen people throw bottles and hammers at them. We've also seen that they have been attacked and verbally spit on or punched or assaulted, and it's just not acceptable. The Department of Homeland Security and the officers and the agencies and the departments and the military people that are working on this operation will continue to sustain and increase our operations in this city. We are not going away. We are staying here to liberate this city from the socialist and the burdensome leadership that this governor and that this mayor have placed on this country and what they have tried to insert into this city. So I want to say thank you to every single person that has been able to do this. Also, I want to talk specifically to the rioters and to the politicians in Los Angeles. I also want to talk about specifically.
Notice how she starts speaking louder. Can I point out the key here? What she was saying when he began to ask questions was that she's come to liberate Los Angeles from its socialist leaders. A few things here. First of all, that is some insane, insane breaking of federalism or states' rights. Some Trump supporter in chat said, Adam, he interrupted though. You think interrupting allows somebody to be detained? Somebody also said, I just realized this is now a liberal channel. Please turn this off. Okay, if you're just now realizing that this is a channel who is bringing the facts and watching this live, then I urge you to stick with me for just 1 second and listen to what she's saying.
Socialist and the sustain and increase our operations in this city. We are not going away. We are staying here to liberate this city from the socialist and the burdensome leadership.
You know how insane that sounds, right? Federal troops are coming to liberate a city from its leadership that she deems socialist. And when the leadership comes in the room to ask a simple question, you know, Senator Alex Padilla, that very leadership gets detained immediately.
Hands up, hands up.
Again, a Trump supporter in the chat said, Adam, but he interrupted. I'm sorry, but in a democracy, you can interrupt with a question as a senator, especially without getting, I think, detained.
Senator Alex Padilla, I have questions for the secretary. Because the fact of the matter is, a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your hands off.
On the ground. Hands behind your back.
And watch this point right here. Somebody said, Adam, you have already played this video, but I just want to say, I don't think we can play this specific video enough. The optics loss and the win for democracy that this video, this video is a loss for democracy, but if we can get this video out enough, it is a win for the democratic grassroots movements, therefore a win for democracy. If you guys didn't know, on June 14th, in 2 days, on Saturday, there will be nationwide protests saying we don't want kings. If we can use this to mobilize people, that is a win, but this in and of itself is a loss. Yeah, someone says, continue playing it. Someone says, Adam, I do not want to watch this video again. Please move on. I'm sorry, but you're going to see this video a lot over the next few days. It's worth analyzing it and debunking the narrative that MAGA tries to push. Because you know MAGA tries to push a narrative. Do you think if Biden arrested a Republican senator, Charlie Kirk would play it once and then just not really think about it because his chat was like, stop playing it? No, of course, we keep playing it. No King's Day. No King's Day on June 14th. Let's go.
Hands behind your back. Hands behind your back.
All right, cool.
Someone said, this is the first time I've seen it. Okay, thank you. Okay, there's still people that I'm introducing this to. If this is your first time seeing it, what they do is they play this game of authoritative Simon Says, where the people in the authoritative position say, put your hands behind your back, cross your legs, do two jumping jacks. But while they're saying that, they have your arms literally detained. So listen to what the senator says. I'm going to try to turn up as much as I can for just 1 second. Sorry.
Hands behind your back. Hands behind your back.
How is he supposed to put his hands behind his back right here? How? That would make him face plant.
Get on my hands, go ahead.
He said, let me get on my hands.
Hands on your back. Hands on your back.
Let me get on my hands, go ahead. Hand behind my back.
All right, cool.
Hands on your hand. Lay flat. Lay flat.
Other hand, sir. Other hand.
There's no recording loud out here. I did not know. There's no recording allowed out here per FBI, right? For the building.
What happened in Congress just now? Sorry, apparently people are cussing each other out in Congress still. Oh my God, you guys hear this? Somebody is screaming in Congress. One second, I'm going to try to turn... Let me see if there's a way to increase the volume of this. Somebody says, get over there and get some effing balls. This reads, one second. This says, get over there and get some fucking balls. According to Jake Sherman, this is an altercation between Mike Lawler and a Democrat telling him to remove himself from the other side of the floor. And we have seen fights breaking out in Congress all day.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to finish the title of the article that I was trying to read into you.
Like, watch this insane.
You are responsible.
Wait, sorry. Where's the one that was?
Shut up.
No, you don't. You're not going to tell me to shut up.
Let's. How do you get him in order? You're running.
Not like that.
He has been out of order six times. He's trying to get on MSNBC. You probably knocked.
I get it.
Somebody off MSNBC to get on there.
MSNBC,
Ms. Green. Because he's been arrested as a former Antifa member, right?
Back to order, Ms. Green. Go.
But he's a former Antifa member. Mr.
You're
Chairman,
recognized. You got
no
it.
Surprise.
Who's a former Antifa member?
Former Antifa member, me?
Yeah, you.
I ask that these words be taken down.
Yeah. No.
It would almost be really nice living in such an ignorant world. You know, they say ignorance is bliss because people like Marjorie Taylor Greene don't have to think about things too deeply. It's just ignorance is bliss. Fat Cat, thank you so much. I appreciate that more than you know. Fat Cat. Everybody drop some hearts in chat for Fat Cat. That is amazing. What is going on in our Congress, though?
Oh, Ms. Green.
Thank you.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
There's a motion.
Governor Hochul.
Ms. Green is recognized.
Governor Hochul, you stated that you're a proud Democrat, proud registered Democrat.
All right, we got to suspend. There's been a parliamentary move. They
can't follow the...
Lord have mercy on my soul. Axios continues. Senator Adam Schiff called on Noem to resign, along with an investigation into what happened. Quote, every senator who works in this Capitol should be offended by this and outraged by this, Schiff told reporters outside of the Capitol. The other side, in a post on X, the Department of Homeland Security's official account wrote that Padilla chose to use disrespectful theater and didn't even say who he was, but we have repeatedly illustrated that he did show who he was. Let me refresh this Twitter page. Matthew Iglesias says, you don't get authoritarian behavior like this just for fun. It's ultimately the only way to entrench an agenda whose centerpiece is millions of people losing health insurance, higher prices via tariffs, and higher interest rates via deficits. That is very, very true. When the centerpiece of an administration is people losing access to some of their most fundamental rights, I think that is very, very true. Ryan Grimm says, watch to the very end when they tell the senator's staffers there's no recording allowed as they drive him to the ground after physically removing him. Their position is that there's no recording allowed at a press event. Let's hear it.
Other hand, sir. Other hand.
There's no recording loud out here. I did not know. There's no recording allowed out here for FBI, right?
He said no recording allowed. Sorry, I'm going to turn it up for 1 second, so.
I did not know. There's no recording allowed out here for FBI, right?
Hands behind your back.
You can't just say there's no recording allowed at a press event. Absolutely wild. Thank you, Taylor. This is a very bad look, America. Yeah, because authoritarian behavior is basically a tool. So I keep trying to explain this, not theory, but this self-perpetuating feedback loop that the Trump administration creates. It's layer. Let's talk about it in layers. Layer one is sending under-trained ICE agents into majority Latino neighborhoods in California to carry out reckless deportations. Off the back of that, there, layer two, are videos coming out of these reckless deportations. Off the back of that, small protests emerge. So now you're a few layers up. After the small protests emerge, what the Trump administration officials do is flood the airwaves on Fox News, flood the airwaves on X or Newsmax, and continue to incite and use escalatory rhetoric and say, we will arrest you. Things are going crazy. They said LA is under attack, and under attack was like one city block of peaceful protests. So off the back of that, protests continue to get bigger and bigger because Trump officials are talking about it on Fox News. So then we're a few layers above, and I'm trying to create this illustration for you all of this self-perpetuating feedback loop that the Trump admin creates. So again, when you deploy law enforcement against protesters or you're just physically removing a sitting senator from a press conference, it's not just about flexing power. It's about being able to entrench their popular that or their agenda that is deeply unpopular into the country. Again, I think Iglesias had a really good point. You don't get to authoritarian behavior like this just for fun. It's ultimately the only way to entrench an agenda whose centerpiece is this dark. Tim Miller says, finally the energy that is called for, from Alex Padilla. Who do these goons think they are? This is a press conference in a free country. It's not a police state. Get your hands off of our elected officials. Sorry, I don't know. My Twitter is insane.
All bluster, very little substance. He talks a tough game, but then when pressed on it, he's an armchair tough guy. I hate to say it.
This is Pete Hegseth back in 2016. And I apologize. Random things keep popping up on my Twitter.
That my Republican colleagues are going to need some time to gather the facts, but we already have a statement from the Department of Homeland Security that has accused Senator Padilla of being disrespectful. As if that is a rational...
Why are we seeing Newsmax ads? I can't control the advertisements.
Now, I understand that my Republican colleagues are going to need some time to gather the facts, but we already have a statement from the Department of Homeland Security that has accused Senator Padilla of being disrespectful. As if...
What do you do when a senator is disrespectful? You detain them. Of course.
Respectful. As if that is a rationalization for violence. Watch the video. Even if you believe that he was disrespectful, and given the times, that is certainly in the eye of the beholder, that never justifies what we saw on that video, throwing anyone, never mind an elected representative of the people, to the ground to be handcuffed. They say that he didn't identify who he was, and yet watch the video. He clearly states, I am Senator Alex Padilla. They're going to spin this, but I'm begging my Republican colleagues, don't let them do it. Protect our ability as servants of the people to speak up for the people that we represent. Make sure that we do not normalize this kind of violence simply because the White House doesn't agree with people who dissent. If this is how a United States senator can be treated, then none of us ultimately are immune.
Senator Chris Murphy is absolutely killing it. Very quickly, I just want to say, Thank you to Stormfire. Some of you do not seem to realize the senator has every right to be there and ask questions because that's his job. Yep, his job is to represent the people in his state, his constituents, and that's what he did. Thank you so much for the gifted membership. Thank you, Cher, for the gifted membership as well, for joining the memberships. If you want to join the Mockler memberships, you can click, I think, the top link in the description. We're going to be putting out a lot of really solid members-only content. The memberships essentially help me do the travel to protests, to Trump rallies, or go on these Fox News hits. It just helps the Mockler Media Network grow. Here is Marjorie Taylor Greene snapping, crashing out.
Governor Hochul, you stated that you're a proud registered Democrat.
Yes, I did. Is that illegal now, too, in your country?
Governor Hochul, this is not a laughing matter.
Oh, my God. Is this like a Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen movie? Something about the comedic timing is really funny.
This is not a laughing matter.
Everything is a laughing matter with you.
I have questions for the secretary. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary. I'm Senator Alex Padilla.
Sorry, I didn't mean to play that over and over, but I just want to illustrate that he did absolutely introduce himself. Who was the one that laughed? It was Katie Hochul, I believe.
False. And charges should be for obstruction, should be brought against each one of you for doing this. I'll leave that up to the Department of Justice. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
Chair now recognizes Ms. Crockett from Texas.
Mr. Chairman,
and Mr. Chair,
point of order. That was intimidation of the witness.
Do you have a point of inquiry?
Yes, I have a point of inquiry.
That's your point.
Raising the prospect of charges against witnesses is a form of intimidation, is it not? I withdraw the question. I appreciate it.
Chair recognizes Ms. Crockett.
Thank you.
False. And charges should be, for obstruction, should be brought against each one of you for doing this. I'll leave that up to the Department of Justice. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
Chair now recognizes Ms. Crockett from Texas.
Mr. Chairman.
And Mr. Chair.
Point of order. That was intimidation of the witness.
Do you have a point of inquiry?
Yes, I have a point of inquiry.
That's your point.
Raising the prospect of charges against witnesses is a form of intimidation, is it not? Thank you.
Left him speechless.
You are responsible for the murder of this little girl, Laken Riley. And the Department of Justice should prosecute you for her murder.
Objection. Objection.
I don't care how much you object. And if you support it too, objection. You're responsible for her murder.
On a point of order.
Gentlelady's time has expired. State your point.
Mr. Chairman, these witnesses have been here for over 4 hours.
Welcome to the Mockler's Mafia, Teddy. I appreciate everybody joining the Mockler's Mafia. We are building this baby up. Cringe, I agree.
They've all voluntarily have been engaging with our members with respect. They've all treated our members with respect.
Laken Riley is dead forever. Forever.
Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't care about Laken Riley. I'm sorry, but this is a disgusting weaponization of a tragedy.
State your point.
It's a point of inquiry, a debate.
Our rules, if you would let me speak, our rules of decorum dictate that our witnesses should be treated with respect, and I ask you to enforce decorum and remind committee members to...
I don't even know. Who murdered Riley? Somebody who is an illegal immigrant who's faced the full consequences of their actions. Are you going to say that because one person did that, we should then target every other brown person in the United States? Because that's been like the MAGA Republican response. House Oversight Committee hearing goes totally off the rails thanks to Marjorie Taylor Greene. One second.
Have to say, I know you're getting a lot of grief from the majority here, but you know, this, we are talking about individuals who have cheered on an individual who issued a Nazi salute from behind the presidential seal of the United States of America, mm-hmm. who have cheered on the pardoning of individuals who attacked the United States Capitol and flew a Nazi flag and the flag of the Confederacy, traitors to the United States, sworn enemies of the United States of America, through the capital of this nation. And now they want to act offended because someone has the courage to say, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, maybe it's a duck. So I want to thank you for not wavering to their bullying, which is unconscionable and sad to see. So I just wanted to let you know that, Governor. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
All right. I'm going to go cover some of this. Thank you all for hopping on the live stream. If you are here, subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel below so you don't miss a live stream, you don't miss a video. We are going to continue pushing and building a network with a bunch of like-minded individuals where we go on the ground, live stream protests. We talk about the events as they happen. We are oftentimes the first one to be doing thorough breakdowns, and it's with you guys. So thank you for helping me build this community. I love you all. Let's continue to push this. I'm sure I'll be live tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. We're going to continue going. Be there June 14th for my live stream. I will be doing a live stream at noon CT on June 14th. Someone in chat said, just subscribed. That means more than you know. It's free and it helps.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.